The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Facebook groups and the interwebs. First up, from the Governor Moorhead School, posted on Facebook 3 days ago, Become Your Own Catalyst. About the program, the Catalyst program is a free, award-winning, year-long STEM initiative for high school students with disabilities. Students must be rising grade 9 to 12 students for the school year 2026 to 27 in regular education, honors, AP, or college-level classes, or the occupational course of study program. To participate, and have a documented disability IEP or 504 plan. Be sure to save the dates and attend one of the sessions. Virtual Open House, Thursday, January 15, 2025. 7 to 8 p.m., join between 6:30 to 6:45 p.m. Location, virtual meeting. In-person open house, Saturday, January 17, 2025, 10 to 11 a.m., arrive by 9:45 a.m. Location, NC State University. Note, free parking is available in front. Please do not use Apple Maps. It may misdirect you. To register for open house, go to https://go.ncsu.edu/catalyst, that's C-A-T-A-L-Y-S-T, dash open dash house dash 2026. There's an image of the flyer from NC State University about the program, Creating Opportunities in STEM for Students with Disabilities, the Science House, sciencehouse.ncsu.edu/student-programs/catalyst. Catalyst is a free international, national, and local award-winning high school program for students with disabilities interested in STEM careers. You can participate if you are a rising grade 6, 9 to 12 high school student with any disability who is in regular education classes. We already listed that above. The program includes hands-on STEM program that includes a wide range of STEM content, skills, and fields taught by professors, grad students, and industry professionals. Paid STEM internships in research at labs at NC State University or with government and industry partners. Workforce and college readiness skills. Life 101 skills, including stress management, navigating a college campus, etc. Week-long summer session plus other sessions during the school year, Saturday sessions during the school year, optional multi-year program, field study trips that are in state, out of state, and international, case management, resource support, and transition planning, optional certification in quality assurance and AI, annual Reach for the Stars, Be a Star, STEM and Resource Fair for K-12 students in NC with disabilities, family, and friends. Catalyst is an award-winning program. Excellence in Education Award, Raleigh Mayor Committee for Persons with Disabilities, October 2024. AirWards 2023-24 winner in the Education and Research Training category. Fields invited by U.S. Air Force Academy and Space Foundation, Colorado Springs, Colorado, for a field studies program, April 2025. Invited to the International Institute of Tropical Forestry, San Juan, Puerto Rico, for a field studies program, April 2024. Invited to NASA Johnson Space Center, April 2023, for a field studies program. Recognized by Time Magazine 2022, received a National Science Foundation, NSF, grant for connecting students with autism to geographic information, science, and technology in 2021. Program of Excellence Award 2021, International Technology and Engineering Educators Association. National Energy Education Development Project Special Project Award 2020. Invited to the U.S. Patent Office 2018 for a special program. National Lemelson MIT Inven Team Competition Winners and Technical Award 2017, Letter of Commendation from the President Obama 2017, all graduating seniors have pursued STEM educational pathways in college. For more information, contact Joanne Blumenfeld, Catalyst Director, JRBLUMEN at ncsu.edu, call 919-633-3120. Jessica Yose, YOSE, Catalyst Program Coordinator, JNYOSE at ncsu.edu. Call 919-618-0433. Catalyst is funded through NC Vocational Rehabilitation and our community partners. Posted by two blind brothers. Thank you, University of Pennsylvania. Not only did you try the Shop Blind Challenge, but we thank you for your profound commitment to overcoming vision loss, exemplified by the pioneering work of Dr. Gustavo Diaguirre, A-G-U-I-R-R-E. A distinguished alumnus and professor at Penn School of Veterinary Medicine, Dr. Aguirre's groundbreaking gene therapy research has not only restored vision in animal models, but is now advancing to human clinical trials for inherited blinding diseases. This embodies Penn's enduring culture of scientific leadership, relentless pursuit of innovation, and dedication to service directly impacting the lives of those in the blind and low vision community. Try the challenge for yourself now at http://twoblindbrothers.com. That's spelled T-W-O. Blind Brothers. From ACB.org, last night was the awards gala on November 14th. Contact Tabitha Kenlon, awards gala announces honorees. Phone 202-467-5081 or email tkenlon at acb.org. Dateline Alexandria, Virginia, the American Council of the Blind, ACB, and its Audio Description Project, ADP, broadcast the 5th Annual Audio Description Awards Gala on Thursday, November 13, 2025. It was a star-studded celebration honoring excellence and innovation in audio description across popular entertainment, education, gaming, live events, and more. The gala recognizes the creators, platforms, and innovators transforming how audiences engage with media. This year's show was hosted by Ali B. Gorrie, G-O-R-R-I-E, and Ashley J. Hicks, two advocates and performers passionate about accessible storytelling. Awards were presented to Visionary Category, Matthew Kaplowitz, President and Director of Technology and Innovation for Bridge Multimedia. Innovation Category, Earcatch, E-A-R-C-A-T-C-H. Gaming, Ubisoft, U-B-I-S-O-F-T. Popular Entertainment, HBO Max. Live Events, Descriptive Video Works. Education, Bridge Multimedia. Spanish Media, USA, Described and Captioned Media Program. International, Shazacin, that's S-H-A-Z-A-C-I-N. Talent Promotion, Society of Voice Arts and Sciences, SOVAS. Inclusion Excellence, Social Audio Description Collective. Writing, Liz Gutman. Voicing, Diane Newman. People's Choice Awards, Flow, Film, and Dying for Sex series. Presenters and special guests included actors, authors, advocates, and influencers such as Isabella Rossellini, Mara Lauren Hutchinson, Jenna Janissary of Descriptive Audio Works, Paul from Matthew and Paul, Marilee Talkington, Juan Alcazar, Ben Mayo, Stephanie McCoy, Leona Godin, and Anne Monk. The 2025 Audio Description Awards Gala exemplifies how creativity and technology can merge to make the arts more inclusive for everyone. The broadcast included open captions, open audio description, American Sign Language interpretation, and Spanish dubbing, captions, and audio description, ensuring a fully accessible experience across all audiences. Access the recording on ACB's YouTube channel, adaawardsgala.org, and Peacock Hot Links. Learn more at adawardsgala.org and adp.acb.org. About the American Council of the Blind. The American Council of the Blind is a national, member-driven consumer organization representing Americans who are blind or have low vision. With 65 affiliates, ACB strives to increase independence, security, and quality of opportunity, and to improve the quality of life for all people who are blind or have low vision. For more information, visit www.acb.org. From AFB.org, Yelp and TripAdvisor, two business review platforms for travel and more. Article by Janet Ingber, I-N-G-B-E-R. online reviews and ratings have become an essential part of modern decision-making. Two of the most popular platforms are Yelp, which primarily focuses on businesses, and TripAdvisor, which specializes in travel. Both platforms generate their ratings by consolidating feedback from users. Whenever you make a purchase online or in person, you are often prompted to rate the product or service. This is how these websites collect their data. However, keep in mind that reviews are not verified against personal biases. Anyone can create an account, and in some cases, reviewers may even be connected to the business. For example, my experience at a motel contradicted its glowing reviews. The room was dirty, smelled unpleasant, had a malfunctioning air conditioner, and a broken door lock. And I even found a spider and web in the shower. This highlights an important truth. While anyone can post a review, credibility grows when a business has a large number of reviews from different people. For this article, I used an iPhone running iOS 18.6 and an M1 Mac with macOS Sequoia 15.6. Yelp, iOS app. The Yelp app is free to download for iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. If the above link doesn't work, simply search for Yelp in the App Store. When you first open the app, you'll be prompted to sign in. You can create an account with your email address or sign in with Apple or Google. Yelp will also request permission to use your location. Exploring the app. The Yelp app features five main tabs along the bottom: Search, Projects, Me, Collections, and More. A vertical scroll bar appears on the right side of the screen. Each tab contains a wealth of information, so I'll provide just a few examples. Search brings up a search field with clearly displayed results and filters for narrowing them down. Projects focuses on home repair and renovation services such as electricians, contractors, and remodelers. Me displays your reservations, reviews, and businesses you've interacted with. Collections offers curated lists of businesses such as restaurants, bakeries, and brunch spots. More provides access to food orders, reservations, and messages, along with options for events, settings, support, and finding friends. At the top of the screen is a quick access list of popular searches, restaurants, plumbers, etc. Selecting More expands the list to categories like electricians, snacks and drinks, spas, and salons. An all categories option is also available and works well with headings navigation. Categories include health and medical, arts and entertainment, and pets. Selecting pets, for instance, reveals subcategories such as grooming, emergency pet hospital, and pet insurance, each with detailed listings that include distance, address, reviews, and star ratings. Searching is intuitive. When I entered bakery into the search form, results appeared instantly. After selecting one, I found all relevant details and even visited the bakery, which turned out to be excellent. Leaving a review is straightforward. You assign a star rating 1 to 5, then write and post your review. Overall, Yelp's iOS app is highly accessible. The screens are uncluttered and simple to navigate. There's a link for the Yelp website. The Yelp website contains extensive information, much like the app. However, navigation can be frustrating. Pages sometimes load unexpectedly without input, and navigating by headings, links, and forms isn't always reliable. Pop-up menus may fail to open, and account creation can be cumbersome. In short, while the content is there, the experience is less user-friendly than the app. TripAdvisor, iOS app. The TripAdvisor app requires iOS 18.0 or later on iPhone and iPad. Upon launch, the app asks to use your location. In my case, it correctly identified it. You're also prompted to sign in, either by creating an account or continuing with Apple or Google. I chose Google, and since I have multiple accounts, I simply selected the one I wanted. The first screen displayed weekend getaway recommendations near me, along with a $30 welcome offer and a button to explore member benefits. At the bottom are five tabs: Home, Search, Trips, Review, and Account. Like Yelp, the app also includes a vertical scroll bar on the right, which displayed nearby restaurants as I navigated it. The tabs: Home highlights weekend getaways, tours abroad, and U.S. destinations. Selecting an option reveals price, description, ratings, and reviews. Search features a search box followed by options for popular and nearby. Results adapt based on your choice, and you can save items for later. Searching for Alaska, for example, brought up categories such as overview, things to do, and hotels. Choosing things to do prompted me to select a city, which then generated a list of activities. Trips helps plan vacations by entering where and when you want to travel. TripAdvisor makes recommendations and provides reviews. Review allows you to write reviews of places you've visited. This section was somewhat confusing as I encountered error messages despite entering everything correctly. Account provides help, booking management, and chat options. TripAdvisor website. At the top of the homepage is a sign-in option. Unfortunately, I repeatedly received an incorrect password error when attempting to sign in with my Google account, even though the credentials were correct. The login prompt also popped up again after being dismissed. The main navigation tabs include Search All, Hotels, Things to Do, Restaurants, Flights, and Vacation Rentals. Besides these tabs is a search button, which opens a field to enter your destination. Results appear in a section adjacent to the navigation bar. When I searched for Alaska, numerous results appeared similar to the app. Overall, the website is information-rich, but not overwhelming. Navigation by forms, headings, and links worked well, but because of the sheer volume of information, I recommend using VoiceOver's Find command, Control plus Option plus F, to quickly locate items. Conclusion. The app versions of Yelp and TripAdvisor are generally easier to navigate than their websites. The apps avoid clutter, and their tabbed structures make browsing more efficient. Yelp website offers plenty of information but can be frustrating to navigate. TripAdvisor website unusable overall but less user-friendly compared to the streamlined app. For accessibility and ease of use, the apps are the stronger choice. From BrailleWorks.com, Santa's Braille Workshop is open. There are hot links for the parent request, a teacher request, Santa's letters, and an FAQ. We're Santa's special helpers. Does Santa read Braille? Of course he does. And we help him out during this busy time of year by embossing his letters to kids. Parents, teachers, and friends, there's no cost to you. Just let us know who the letter is for, and we'll take care of the rest. We'll even postmark the letter as shipped from the North Pole. We've made Santa's words more accessible to people with visual disabilities by converting them to Braille and including a large print copy. Why letters from Santa? We want to be on his good list, of course. It's also an opportunity for us to do something special for kids during the Christmas season. If you have kids of your own, you already know Christmas is magical and everyone deserves to feel that magic. We'd love to shatter the notion that only seeing is believing and to bring life to the idea that every child deserves a letter from Santa Claus. Everyone can feel the spirit of Christmas, and sometimes it takes more than seeing to believe. Here at BrailleWorks, we also understand the fun side of Christmas. Santa and his elves, flying reindeer, stockings hung by the chimney, and a host of other traditions. These are wondrous things that bring smiles and laughter to children around the world. In fulfilling our mission toward making the world a more readable place, we are honored to bring Santa Reads Braille to children who are blind or visually impaired. A letter from Santa brings a little more of that Christmas wonder to your child. At the same time, a letter in Braille is a great way to encourage and develop their Braille reading skills. We would love to hear from you so we can send your child a Braille letter from Santa. We ask that only families who have a child who is blind or visually impaired take part. Teachers of students who read Braille are also encouraged to submit requests. This is part of who we are. Another reason we want to do this is that we see Santa Reads Braille as a way for us to express God's love to you and your child in a tangible way. Luke chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Thank you for participating in Santa Reads Braille, and have a blessed Christmas season. Santa Reads Braille FAQ. We've made Santa's words more accessible by converting them to Braille and including a large print copy. How much does it cost? Nothing. It's free. Santa Reads Braille is an opportunity for us to do something special for kids during the Christmas season, and we're glad to do it at no cost. Why do you need my email? Why do you need both my name and the child's name? What do you do with my information? There are samples of Santa's letters. Please note that your child or student may receive a different letter. Sample number one, ho, 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 I just finished checking my lists. Guess what I found? Your name is right there on the nice list. That made me smile. I know how hard you have worked this year. The elves are very busy building toys and wrapping gifts. Rudolph keeps sneaking cookies from the kitchen. He's very silly. The other reindeer are practicing their flying in the snow. I'm proud of how well you're learning to read Braille. Keep up the good work. Practicing reading Braille helps you grow strong in your heart and in your mind. Do you know my favorite part of Christmas? It's not the presents or the sleigh rides. It is the joy of seeing children smile when they open their gifts. Your smile will make the whole world brighter this Christmas. Christmas Eve is almost here. I cannot wait to leave a gift for you. Please remember to leave a snack for the reindeer. With warmest wishes and a belly full of cookies, Santa Claus. There are two more samples, but I'm continuing on with my show. From National Industries for the Blind at NIB.org, upcoming events, 2026 Combined Training Conference and Expo and Public Policy Forum. Will be happening February 24 to 27, 2026. Marriott Marquis, Washington, D.C. This powerful can't-miss event will bring together hundreds of attendees from across the country for exceptional training opportunities, high-profile speakers, and more. Visit the hot link for more information. Sponsorship opportunities at a variety of levels are also available at another hot link. Questions, email conferences@nib.org. Lots of blind and low vision people struggle with their weight, and a lot of those are on what are called GLP-1 medications for that, such as Victoza and Ozempic and the others. So this from MedPageToday.com sounded interesting to me. GLP-1s may throw off some medical scans. The latest quirk linked to GLP-1 receptor agonists is of more concern to doctors than patients. Article by Rachel Robertson, Enterprise and Investigative Writer for MedPage Today. Welcome to Culture Clinic, MedPage Today's collaboration with Northwell Health to offer a healthcare professional's take on the latest viral medical topics. Doctors performing certain medical scans on patients taking GLP-1 receptor agonists like semaglutide, Ozempic, Wegovy, may need to consider how the medications affect imaging. According to new research, the latest quirk of GLP-1 receptor agonists is that they may influence the interpretation of oncological fluorodeoxyglucose, that's FDG, on PET CT scans. We noticed unusual uptake in one of our patients on a GLP-1 agonist, which prompted a wider review across our network. Study author Peter Strohal, Strohal, Master of something, MBBS, medical director at Alliance Medical in Warwick, England, said in a press release. The team conducted a retrospective case series review of oncologic FDG PET CT scans in patients taking GLP-1 agonists and presented their findings earlier this week at the European Association of Nuclear Medicine Annual Congress in Barcelona. We found that these altered patterns are increasingly common, yet there is currently no national or international guidance in the UK addressing this emerging issue, Strohal said. According to the press release, researchers observed several atypical patterns of tracer uptake that could be misinterpreted as pathology if a patient's medication history is not considered. In FDG PET CT scans, the radio tracer FDG is given in an intravenous injection and then a dual PET and CT scan is performed to detect cellular changes and create digital detailed images of the body. The material that's injected is designed to pick up activity, specifically glucose metabolism, explained Dominic Gadaletta, MD, vice chair of the Department of Surgery and the vice chair of quality at North Shore University Hospital in Manhasset, New York. Cancer cells intake sugar faster than regular ones, so these scans find areas that have increased energy use. But the problem is it also picks up, and this is in anybody, other things that cause increased metabolism, like infections and inflammation, he told MedPage Today. Because of this, Gadaletta said, every scan should be looked at considering infection, inflammation, and neoplasm. He gave the example that if someone got a scan looking for metastatic colon cancer, but also had an abscessed tooth, it's going to show up as a hot spot, but that doesn't mean it's cancer. Thus, it's up to clinicians, including the radiologist, to do a history and an exam and to put the study in context. Other medications, like certain steroids, also increase metabolism, but do so in a generalized way across every cell in the body, whereas GLP-1s specifically work on the stomach and pancreas, meaning these areas may show increased signaling. Gatoletta noted that GLP-1 receptor agonists were likely not tested on people with cancer undergoing this type of scan. So this is just one example of how post-market you learn things about medications and devices that you didn't know pre-market. GLP-1 receptor agonists have long half-lives, so a patient would need to stop taking it a month before a scan for it to completely eliminate the risk of it influencing imaging. Gatoletta noted also that most cancer patients who take GLP-1s are doing so for glycemic control, not weight loss. As for now, the researchers said they don't recommend advising patients to stop GLP-1s before FDGP PET CT scans, but rather they encourage doctors to consider how the medication may be affecting imaging results. Gatoletta said this new information reinforces the importance of knowing every single medication your patient is taking, even if they don't think it's relevant to the appointment. Plus, even though GLP-1 agonists are becoming increasingly popular for a variety of conditions beyond diabetes and weight loss, the medications are still fairly new, and researchers are going to continue discovering more information about how they piece into medical care. Some of it will be positive, some of it will be negative, but all of it is useful because it's new information, Gatoletta said. It all has to be taken in the context of the patient in front of you. Rachel Robertson is a writer on the MedPage Today Enterprise and investigative team, also covering OBGYN news. Her print, data, and audio stories have appeared in Everyday Health, Gizmodo, The Bronx Times, and multiple podcasts. From DisabilityRightsNC.org, where to find food in North Carolina. The recent government shutdown was especially hard for SNAP benefit recipients. The NC Budget and Tax Center estimates that 34% of households receiving SNAP benefits in NC have at least one family member with a disability. Update from NCDHHS. They expect that full November SNAP benefits will be loaded on recipients' EBT cards by Friday 14th. The development comes following the U.S. House and U.S. Senate resolution to end the federal government shutdown announced late Wednesday evening, and subsequent guidance from the USDA on Thursday states are to issue full benefits. For some people, depending on the time of the month they usually receive SNAP benefits, they will be getting November benefits early. SNAP participants will receive their December benefits on their usual schedule. North Carolina SNAP beneficiaries should continue to check their balance on their EBT cards. Any benefits on your EBT card are available to use. Check your balance on the EBT Edge app at ebt-edge.com, or by calling the number on the back of your card, 1-888-622-7328. Please refer to the resources below to locate places to find food should you still need assistance. If you are in a position to help, please consider donating to the groups listed below. Where to find food? NC211. Dial 211 or visit org to connect with local food pantries, meal programs, and other essential services. Available 24/7 in multiple languages. Where to find free food in Asheville, WNC, amid pause of SNAP benefit. Oh, shoot, the list is all hot links. You can go to Disability Rights NC. I ran out of time for this week's Vision News. I hope you enjoyed listening. Please join us next week. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.